Hello, everyone. My name is John Wagman, and I'm a student from the University of Wisconsin, River Falls. And today I would like to share with you some research that I conducted as an intern at Bird's Eye Foods in southern Minnesota. And specifically, my research focused on the effects of a cruiser seed application to peas and judging whether or not we had an increase in growth or an increase in yield and harvest maturity versus just the standard application of a fungicide treatment. So, cruiser has an active ingredient of thiamethoxam, and thiamethoxam is a broad-spectrum neonicotinoid insecticide. It is used on multiple crops, including canola, corn, cereal grain crops, soybeans, dry beans, and it's used a lot in peas as well. Currently, Minnesota ranks as the second largest processing pea producer, according to the U.S. crop production summary. And last year, we achieved a yield of about 112,000 tons of peas produced. However, since we know that cruiser is very effective at controlling insect pests, we are more interested in the thiamethoxam vigor effect as advertised by Syngenta. However, some known studies on thiamethoxam, it is proven to be very effective at controlling insect pests, and there have been several studies that indicated that crops treated with cruiser express some sort of vigor effect in a stress shield concept, especially in a study done on soybeans where they found that expression of several genes responsible for photosynthesis, carbohydrate, and lipid metabolism, as well as the development of cell wall and membrane organization were found when cruiser was applied. There are also several studies that show that there's inconsistent yield benefit throughout different crops, and there are not many studies on peas besides emergence and plant stand establishment, and there are also multiple studies that indicate the effects of thiamethoxam on bee colony population, and they've shown a slight sensitivity in that regard. So here are some of the advertised benefits of thiamethoxam. And again, there was a study done in peas in the UK that found that peas treated with thiamethoxam expressed increased emergence and plant establishment. So my ultimate research question is, can we see a difference between growth, maturity, and yield between peas treated with cruiser versus just the standard treatment of fungicide? So my research site, the main plot was in southern Minnesota, specifically just west of Waseca, Minnesota. And here are the average temperatures and precipitation for that growing region. And we are considered to be in a zone 4B. Here is the county, Waseca County, where my research trial took place. And the site is indicated in the gold box, as you can see on the screen. And the dominant soil types were the Webster clay loam, Glencoe clay loam, and Nicollet clay loam, all ranging from 0 to 3% slopes. The total area of this trial site was about 17.69 acres. So the trial site was bordered on the headlands with about 14 acres of alfalfa, and in 2015 we grew soybeans. And we also had a fall application of turkey manure. The analysis is listed on the screen here, and we calculated that about 60% of that fertilizer was available in the first year. So the varieties that we used four varieties. They were all determinant aphilotypes, and aphila simply means that the leaflets have been replaced by tendrils and more energy is put into producing seed pods rather than producing vegetative growth. And all varieties also had similar tolerance and resistance packages, and they all had different growing degree units and seed sizes, as indicated by sieve sizes. Here's the field trial layout that we had. We had an alternating side-by-side pattern. Each strip was about 2.21 acres, and unfortunately, due to some planting and harvesting restrictions with coordination, we were unable to do multiple replications within each trial, within each variety. The peas were planted using a John Deere air seeder, and then later rolled to ensure good seed and soil contact. So the peas were planted on May 22nd at a rate of about 625,000 seeds per acre, and they were in alternating plots. And the main treatments were a standard and a standard plus cruiser. The standard treatment had a rate of 0.04 and 0.08 fluid ounces of Maxim and Apron, and the cruiser test treatment had the standard treatment plus an additional 1.28 fluid ounces of cruiser. We took several measurements. We took a pea growth index, and we also took a harvest maturity measurement through tenderometer, and we also did a yield measurement. And this project was terminated on July 19th when we harvested. So here is the graphs that depict the growing degree unit accumulation. And as you can see here, right here we did have a period of slow growth in early July, and we also had a fairly wet growing season. We had about 116.5% of the average precipitation fall during this growing season, and this is attributed by several main rain events. So in terms of growth index, what we found was that variety A, B, and D had were a little bit taller on average and had less variance. And the way that we found the growth index is we measured the height of the base of the epicotyl to the first node. In terms of harvest maturity, what we found was that varieties A, B, and C had a slight increase in maturity when cruiser was applied as a seed treatment. And the sampling procedure for this was we took a representative sample and ran it through several processes that got a sample for us to run through a tenderometer test. And tenderometer test simply measures the tenderness or maturity of the peas. So we also did a yield measurement, and yields were harvested using a picker and then later weighed. And what we found was that variety A and a slight increase in variety B were higher in yield, but varieties C and D had less of a yield. So here's a visual comparison between the two plots. There wasn't much difference visually, and we also observed minimal insect pressure throughout the season. There's nothing over the economic threshold that we found, and we also had minimal weed pressure as well. So, in conclusion, what we found was that variety A, B, and D had slightly better in terms of height and growth index, and the harvest maturity for A, B, and C were slightly higher throughout the sampling period, and in terms of yield, variety A was higher in yield, but next year we are going to do a large-scale study that investigates this cruiser versus non-cruiser comparison in variety A and B on a large scale with multiple replication. So in future research, again, we are going to conduct a large scale study, and we are also going to study the stress shield impact when peas are exhibited under stress in a greenhouse setting, and we are also going to study the economics of applying cruiser. Does that application of cruiser increase yield enough to where we can justify the cost of the cruiser seed treatment? We're also going to compare alternative seed insecticide treatments, and also another study could be, is this technology really justifiable given the fact that it can produce sensitivity in bee populations? So with that being said, I would like to thank Bird's Eye Foods and the University of Wisconsin-River Falls for providing me the opportunity to present here. Also, I'd like to thank SACES, and I would also like to thank my advisor, Dr. Veronica Justin, and my supervisor, Justin Storley, who is the senior agriculturalist that I worked under. With that being said, is there any questions? Yes, sir. I was unable to find the cost of that, but it varies regionally. Thank you.